Whitey, Scotty, it's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
22 past 7 on the Breakfast Club on a Monday morning. It's clearing up. The rain is drying off the roads, so you'll be able to drive safely and with caution, of course, always, but a bit more confidence with the rubber sticking to the bitumen today. Still to come on the program, Scotty Jamieson to join us. So Melbourne City kicked off their weekend, or their season, on the weekend with a draw against Melbourne Victory. Chris Tremaine as well for the Victorian cricket team. Still to come. But Tory Dixon had an outstanding weekend. He's had a lot of those through his AFL career, but he's also had a couple from the racing scene as well. And he was part of the ownership group of Super Seth, who took out the Group 1 Caulfield Guineas on the weekend. He's been good enough to join us on a Monday morning, probably still celebrating. Tory, good morning.
Hello, hey, thanks for having me.
Not a problem, buddy. Great to have you on. Are you still celebrating, or how long did it stop, or did it take the stop?
It stopped about 12 o'clock that night. I'm getting a little bit older these days, so I can't really continue on to the early hours. But I'm definitely not celebrating now. I'm just about to do some boxing, so.
We're having to pay for the weekend celebration. That's what you have to do when you're elite, Tory. Tell us the story about how you got involved with this, because one of our friends, Mark Hunter, I believe, has had a hand in all of this with the story of your involvement with Super Seth.
Yes, it's all Mark Hunter. He's the one. Him and Lockie have got me into them all and trusted his judgment every time, and most of them have paid off. I think I've been in three or four with him, and they're all bloody good horses. So a big thank you to Mark Hunter.
Was it Merchant Navy? Was that one of them?
Yes, that was my first horse.
Oh, get stuffed, Tory.
Yeah.
Now, we don't want figures, but how much did you get?
I've heard it all before. we sold that one for $27 million. This isn't as much, but it's still a very nice. There's no offers or anything at the moment, but yeah, very very nice day making race.
Now, take us through watching the guinea. I mean, Super Seth is out the back. The alligator was home.
It sure was. I knew we were going to run. I felt like we were going to run a really strong 1600 with the breeding and with the barrier draw that we got. We had the right luck, and all the favourites were out wide and had to work a little bit more. So I knew we were going to be strong, but that last 100 metres, like, made up three or four lengths and just absolutely flew. So I thought we weren't going to get there. I thought we were going to lose by probably a half head or half a length and, you know, be really unlucky second. But I still can't believe it got there. When I saw the replay, I was like, yeah, we did get there. There was still a little bit of doubt from a few of the boys, but it was nice to see the photo finish.
So how many others are involved from the doggies?
Yeah, there's a few. There's obviously a few more jumped on board after our Merchant Navy win. So there's myself, there's Lockie, then there's Ling Jong, this is his first horse now.
Oh, I get stuffed.
Yeah, Ling Jong was very animated in the Manninger, and he was up and about.
Yeah, he definitely was. So there's him, and then you've got Luke Dalhouse and Lucas Webb.
Awesome.
So I think they've got a three quarters of a share as well, and then they're the main ones, and then I think Lockie got four or five of his good close mates that are very up and about being young apprentices. So
good luck to him. A Group 1 winner, and as you say, a stallion-making race, a colt by Dundee, who's taken the breeding world by storm. So you imagine at some stage there will be an offer, but you do get a chance with these horses often, Tory, to maybe even take them overseas. Is that something you'd like to do as an owner, take one overseas to Ascot or something?
Yeah, been there, done that. So we actually sold our Merchant Navy before they took it overseas, so we've done the... done the sale, but we still were owners of the horse, so we kind of got the prize money but didn't have any say in what was doing it. But obviously went over to the Diamond Jubilee and won that one, so you could say I lucked out on another $27 million. If we had won that and we owned it, we would have really hit the jackpot. But yeah, I'm very, very thankful for the opportunity to be in the horses, and I'm very lucky.
So, Tory, are you one of these owners that goes to track work and just obsesses over it, or are you more a sort of a relaxed owner that just enjoys the day?
Yeah, I obsess about it a bit. I'm obviously really good friends with the Hayes, so I've gone to a bit of track work and just had a look, and I'm really good friends with Michael Kent, who's with the Mick Price stable, and haven't gone to track work with him, but, you know, I'm very we talk a lot. So I do love it, and it's something that really does interest me. So I think Super Seth was my fourth horse First was obviously Merchant Navy as well, and then I had I've had a little bit of bad luck in there. I had I had another one called Shih Tzu, which actually ran third in a listed race first up, and then but I don't want to down in the conversation, but sort of in track work ran into a fence and had to get put down because it shattered its pelvis. So that's my unlucky sort of story with horses. But so I've had I think seven in total now. But Super Chess was the fourth, and now I've got three unraced two-year-olds that are on the way up.
So when you finish footy, and hopefully that's not for a while yet, is it something you will get more into, or is it something that will always just be sort of a hobby on the side for what your main 9-to-5 job will be?
Yeah, I really don't know. It does interest me a lot. But at the same time, I don't think I could do the real early mornings. I don't think I could do the early mornings, the 3 a.m. get up, so... it does interest me, but probably just more of a hobby on the side with a bit of track work here and there, and we'll just go from there.
So what's happening with the footy? It's an interesting time of the year, trade week, etc. Have you got a contract for next year?
I don't. It's all positive, and you know that the Sam Power's in constant dialogue with my manager at the moment. So as I said, it's all positive, and you know hopefully we can knock out something really soon. Body's feeling good. Yes, I know I'm 32, but. Started a little bit later, so we'll hopefully it works out and I can continue to play some football because it's something that I probably want to play for another couple of years.
And I imagine too, watching the way that the Bulldogs finished the season, that it'd be difficult to even think about not playing because there's a bit on offer, isn't there, at the Bulldogs for the coming years?
Yeah, certainly we've got a really really young list, and you know the way we did finish off was quite amazing, and I know it didn't go away in the first final, but I think we've got a lot of upside, and there's a lot of really really well good developing players that are going to come on in the next year or two, and exciting times to be honest. So hopefully I've got another couple of years left in me, and we'll see what happens.
Well, we hope that is the case for you with your football career. Certainly, you've had some exciting times with the racing in the last little bit, certainly on the weekend with the win of Super Seth in the Guineas. Well done to you and the crew, Tori. Great to see you in the yard going berserk, and well, you should too after another Group 1 victory. Good luck to you, mate. Go well.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.